This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities and by Minneapolis Public Housing. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
If it's Saturday, if it's the weekend, it is New Beginnings time. I'm Freddie Bell. Glad you're with us this weekend, as always. And with me right now is our co-host on New Beginnings, Mr. Joe McKenzie, the founder of Ripple Connects. He connects you to your best future, and he also turns candidates into contenders. Joe, if you had to guess in the last 4 or 5 years, how many people have you touched that you know of directly?
Oh, boy.
It's a lot.
Well, yeah, because I work with a large network of people. It may be even just a couple calls that I've given them one or two ideas that allows them to propel their career. You know, I could safely say in the last 4 or 5 years, north of 50 people meaningfully in their career.
Wow.
You know, one-on-one. I've spoken to groups. So I'm not counting them, but one-on-one, 50-plus people.
That's incredible. And Joe helps people to leverage up with their career. So if our listeners are looking to reach out to you, Joe McKenzie, for career advice, how can we find you?
RippleConnects.com is my website. Talks more about my curriculum as well as some of the ways I've impacted individuals in their careers. Or they can call me directly at 763-438-1621. I return everybody's call, so feel free to leave a voicemail and I'll be glad to respond to that.
Joe, I'm a really busy professional. You're a really busy professional. And someone comes to you and they say, well, Joe McKenzie, we'd like for you to serve on a volunteer board. And you're thinking, my gosh, I'm so busy. There's no way that I can ever do this. Is that the right thought when presented with an opportunity to join a board where you're a volunteer?
Oh, my, I'm a little biased, but I'm going to say you have to think it through. You have to make sure it works. You know, I'm the father of teenage triplets. It's busy around here. I'm teaching a couple of them to drive. I'm still driving them. I'm running a business. But every time someone asks me or I see an opportunity, I figure out if I could make it work. I've said no to people, but I've also said yes. So currently I serve on three different boards, two boards of directors and one advisory board. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I can make that work because volunteer boards typically meet every other month, usually first thing in the morning or in the evening for a couple hours. So it's a lot of times it works they're designed to work with people's schedules. There's usually not a lot of committee work unless you purposely want to be on committee work. But boards of directors, volunteer boards of directors or advisory boards, I think are filled with benefits that a lot of people don't think about. And that's why I want to bring that topic forward today.
Wow. So why should someone serve on a board, a volunteer board? There must be some overlooked aspects of serving.
I think leadership development is kind of a given. I think people realize that they can better themselves by, being in a leadership position. But I also want to add, when you serve on a board, many times you're serving on a board with people from all different industries and nonprofits and educators and the medical field, technology. What a rich way to develop your leadership skills, but also many times when you're on a board, you're looking at issues, problems that you have to solve. And when you look at that board that sits with you at those meetings and how you go about solving a problem may give you better ways to solve problems that you're working on in your own industry. I don't think a lot of people think about that. I think the leadership development's there, but the ability to sit next to someone that comes at it totally different is value to me because I want to know where they're coming from and how that's worked for them. Hey, Freddie, have you had experience where you've benefited from serving on a board where someone comes in from a completely different angle and you see the logic and therefore you learn something?
Absolutely, because the thought process is completely different because they come from outside of my industry normally.
Yes.
And the way we process information is completely different. And from that, I've noticed that it brings completely different points of view. Here to that point had never been considered.
Absolutely. That is so critical to take that type of approach back to your industry or your company or your own company. That is almost like sitting at a university or taking a seminar or what have you, all rolling up in front of you, real life, mm-hmm. because you've got real life problems. You've got budget issues. You've got, you may have issues that are community-based issues or outreach issues or logistics issues of how are you going to be able to get those services out there? And you really have to stretch your brain, but you also get to sit next to very talented people and how they go about it. And I think leadership development is just what most people think they get out of it. But I have become more of a more effective critical thinker and leader and listener because I can't wait to hear someone else's view on it. And those are good boards because you can really take something away and amplify it in your own career.
So how do you determine which volunteer board is the correct one for you?
That's a great question. I my gut tells me that you have, if volunteer board's typically going to be, you know, for a nonprofit organization or, you know, a faith-based type of organization, really you have to have a passion for what that organization's doing and impacting others. For me, I know in my own county of Anoka County, we don't have a lot of mass transportation up here. Getting from point A to B is difficult. I know that people that are working, going from Anoka County to other parts of the Twin Cities need reliable transportation. That to me is I'm very passionate about it because I want people to be thriving in their careers. So putting that all together for me was a no-brainer. And as well as working in St. Paul with a lot of people that have some basic needs of clothing and cold weather gear and that type of thing. That's just the compassion in me. My mom taught me that you have compassion for others. That was a no-brainer for me to work at an organization on West 7th Street to provide that. So to answer your question, Freddie, go to your passions on what you feel you want, how you want to leave your legacy in your life. And that's usually some of the best ways of maybe working with kids or seniors or the environment. Look at your passions and start there.
So is there a list that we can go to find the community boards on which we can ask to join, or do we have to use our network in order to join a volunteer board?
That's a great question. I take a two-pronged approach. One of them could be your network. Get it out there. We talked about LinkedIn last week. Maybe that's something you put out to your advocates. Hey, I'm looking to give back in this area. What would you suggest? But another go-to resource in Minnesota is Minnesota Council of Nonprofits. That is a website that's out there that if you go to the Minnesota Council of Nonprofits website, you can go to their job board and you can simply select board member and you can choose the different field, the different areas. If you want to be in the arts, if you want to be in the environment, you want to in the human services side, you can monitor that just like any other job board to see some openings at some of the nonprofits for volunteer boards. And that's just simply the Minnesota Council of Nonprofits. And that is the go-to website in Minnesota for the nonprofit community here. And that would be the easiest way. But take a dual approach. But hey, Freddie, if you don't raise your hand and say, hey, I want to serve on a board, how is anybody going to know if there's an opening on that board that you serve on? You got to raise your hand and say, hey, I found some time in my life that I want to do this. Mm-hmm. Raise your hand, use it via LinkedIn or in casual conversation. That opportunity that it presented itself in Anoka County a couple years ago, do you know that the person I met I was speaking at a group about 4 or 5 years ago, and I met this individual in the nonprofit. And eventually he became the executive director of this nonprofit. Soon afterwards, I was having coffee with him, and I said, you know, I really would like to serve my own county, Anoka County, in some way. If there would be an opportunity to serve on your board, I'd be ready for it at some point. And I've been on that board 2 years, and I know I'm making impact in my own county, and I'm very proud of keeping people in reliable transportation, getting back and forth to work every day. So I raise my hand, I ask, and a lot of times it comes about very naturally.
Wow, that's a big benefit, and that's something we can do today. Raise your hand, if nothing else. Joe, we're out of time, and you do some fine work at Ripple Connects.
We do. We turn candidates into contenders.
And New Beginnings continues right now.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
Hello, this is Ellen Krug from Hidden Edges Radio. When I'm not on the radio, I'm standing in front of audiences training about diversity and inclusion and on how to be welcoming to others who are different from us. More than ever, employers and organizations need professional diversity and inclusion training. I can offer that training through my company, Human Inspiration Works, LLC. I'd love to make your workplace or organization more welcoming. For more information, go to humaninspirationworks.com. Thank you.
Tom Hartman here, letting you know that Better Energy is finally affordable. With All Energy Solar, Minnesota's number one local home solar provider, you can go solar with little or no money down. Qualified property owners could even see a return on investment in less than 1 year. Xcel Energy's Solar Rewards Incentive Program is available first come, first serve, and federal tax credits are available for a very limited time. Schedule your free solar assessment today. Visit allenergysolar.com. That's allenergysolar.com.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
You are listening to New Beginnings, and I'm Freddie Bell, and you just heard from Joe McKenzie. And I wanted to amplify on job hunting because it is definitely a two-way street. While you're researching potential employers and learning all you can about hiring managers and who'll be interviewing you, they're checking you out too. And according to CareerBuilder's 2016 social media recruitment survey, 60% of employers use social networking sites to research job candidates. That's up from 11% a decade ago when the survey was first conducted. More than 2 in 5 employers say they were less likely to interview job candidates if they were not able to find information about that person online. And nearly half of the hiring managers who screen candidates via social media networks say they found information that caused them not to hire a person, according to the CareerBuilder survey. Invisibility indicates that you're not up to speed with technology and the online world. And digital dirt, well, that can really give the wrong impression. The biggest turnoffs that CareerBuilder cited were inappropriate photographs or videos, signs that the candidate is binge drinking or using drugs, bigoted comments related to race, religion, or gender, bad mouthing of previous employers or fellow employees, and poor communication skills. So here's the thing. Know your digital identity. Chances are your digital identity is pretty complex. Some of it you create. At a minimum, you should have pages on LinkedIn and Facebook. Some of it is created by your friends when they post comments or photos that you're in. And some of it is created by total strangers, the staff at schools you've attended, the DMV, former workplaces, the local newspaper, and so on. Your first task is to know what's out there. So do what employers do when they begin researching you online. Conduct a basic search of your name and its variations, such as with or without your middle name or initial. Now, if your name is not unusual, you may get mainly material about other people who share it. So be creative in drilling down to material about yourself. Try your name plus your school or hometown or even your last employer. Now, when you've narrowed things down, click on the top 10 to 20 links. Read it carefully. You're looking at what a prospective employer might see. Now, some of the other people who popped up during your search may seem to an employer to be you, even though they're not. Pay attention to avoid mistaken online identity. Your reputation in job search can be damaged by that person. Now, in an extreme case, someone with your name, say, was convicted of fraud in your town last month, you may want to be proactive and inform a potential employer that you're not this person. But still, if you're troubled, think about creating a clean, professional name for your social media sites. It might be John Hannon, John W. Hannon, or John William Hannon. You do this by searching variations of your own name until you find one without anything negative associated with it. Then claim it on LinkedIn and other social media sites. Use it going forward on your resume, email address, and job applications. The next thing you want to do is scrub your social media. Look over everything on your social media timelines and remove any dirt that you wouldn't want employers or recruiters to see. If you can't delete it yourself, contact the site manager and request that it be removed. Check out Facebook posts that you've been tagged in or that you've tagged yourself, and untag yourself if the post contains any content, including photos, that's unprofessional. And then on Twitter, you can review mentions on your profile name and discover tweets by others that mention you. If you can't remove any uncomplimentary comments or photos, you can at least prepare a response that a potential employer might want to hear from you that would explain that negative information. And just because you're being vigilant with what you put online about yourself doesn't mean your friends are. Keep an eye on what others are posting on your profile and what you're tagged in. Consider asking for cooperation from people who are serial offenders in terms of putting up offensive stuff. Create a free Google alert for your name so that you'll be notified via email whenever anything is posted about you or someone with your name online. It's important, too, to fine-tune your privacy. Though you want to be visible online to a potential employer, every social media and networking channel has privacy settings that allow you to restrict how visible you are. In some cases, you can limit what other people share about you. With most services, you click on an icon in the upper right corner of an opening screen for a menu that includes a privacy setting option. Social media sites change their privacy systems often, and sometimes this leads to a change in your personal settings. So it's good practice to review the privacy settings for all of your accounts on a regular basis. And then also be active. Make a point of posting comments or articles, retweeting or sharing your social media sites daily to keep them current and relevant. This shows that you're up to speed with your industry and connected with leaders in your field. And also be certain, though, that the content that you're sharing or even clicking like on supports the image that you want to deliver to a potential employer. Never share something without reading it carefully first. And then adding fresh content regularly has a secondary payoff. It helps assure that when someone searches for you by name, the top of the search results page will include links to content that you've already posted. And although you need to be careful about what you post, you don't want to be so reined in that prospective employers can't find a playful or even a creative side to you. Hiring managers look for a proper professional image, of course, but they also want to get a bead on what makes you run and your level of comfort and engagement on social media channels. Calculated posts on your accounts at Facebook, Google, LinkedIn, Twitter, and even Pinterest can craft a richer picture of who you are. About a third of employers who screen candidates via social media networks find information that caused them to hire a candidate, according to LinkedIn, and this included content that showed personality and interest, confirming the person was a good fit for their company culture. It might be an article by a New York Times sports writer, or it could be something about knitting or sewing. Taken together, all these posts can help people understand who you are and then decide whether or not you're a good fit for their company culture. It might also give a hiring manager an icebreaker for interviews. Lastly, you want to tout your accomplishments. Bragging online is not in poor taste if it's properly presented. For example, there's a place on your LinkedIn profile to add all those sweet bits of information from professional acknowledgments to awards. All this can help you to present the best you and make sure that you're taking care of your digital presence. I'm Freddie Bell. This is New Beginnings, and we have more coming up right after this.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't, you can't, you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church. Embracing, loving, empowering.
Get ready for the 2018 Blue State Ball. Hi there, Matt McNeil encouraging you to join us for a great annual tradition for Democrats and like-minded left-leaning individuals. The Blue State Ball is set for Saturday, March 10th at the same great location we were at last year, the Blaisdell Mansion in Minneapolis. Coming back to the Twin Cities are two of the station's favorites, Tom Hartman and Norman Goldman. We'll begin the evening with a VIP event starting at 5:30 with hors d'oeuvres and drinks, and at 7 p.m. the general admission begins. With it being an election year, we are expecting a ton of special political guests, and as always, Mike McAtee, many of the great weekend hosts, and myself will be there too. Hang out with great Democrats, check out the sponsor table, and enjoy the rousing speeches taking us into the evening. VIP tickets are $100 each and are limited. General admission tickets are $35 each. Go to am950radio.com for ticket information. That's am950radio.com, Saturday, March 10th at the Blaisdell, 2322 Blaisdell Avenue in Minneapolis. It's the 2018 Blue State Ball. We'll see you there.
With your AM950 weather, I'm Sam Turnberg. Today you'll see a high near 31 with a 60% chance of precipitation. Tomorrow there's a 20% chance of snow before noon with a high near 39. And on Monday, snow is likely before 11 a.m. with a high near 23. The Bad Waitress in Northeast Minneapolis is a bit more grown up than its sister on Nicollet. This finer diner vibe has a full bar serving craft cocktails and a brand new inventive dinner menu. The Bad Waitress buys organic and local, and you can visit them at 700 Central Avenue in Northeast Minneapolis or online at thebadwaitress.com.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, appointed listening each and every weekend. And you can always reach us right here on your favorite radio station. If you'd like to reach me directly, you can simply drop an email, freddie@freddiebell.com, and I'd love to hear from you. Right now, I'd like to give you 10 free services that Medicare provides. They include preventative checkups, and it can help you to maintain more control of your personal health. The phrase, there's no free lunch, certainly applies to Medicare. And while the federal program pays the lion's shares of Medicare cost or medical costs, I should say, beneficiaries can still spend thousands of dollars every year on things like premiums, deductibles, copays, and out-of-pocket expenses, just to name a few. But the Affordable Care Act expanded access to free preventative care, and that includes some important Medicare services. I've got a list of some of the examinations and screenings that Medicare recipients now can get for free. So I hope you have your pencil and pen ready, because here we go. The first one is a Welcome to Medicare preventative list. Now, this is available only in the first 12 months you're on Part B of Medicare. It includes a free review of your medical history, certain screenings and shots, measurements of vital signs, a simple vision test, review of potential risk for depression, an offer to discuss advanced directives, and a written plan outlining which screenings, shots, and other preventative services that you need. The visit is covered just one time. There's also an annual wellness visit. You're eligible for this free exam If you've had Medicare Part B for longer than a year, the physician will review your medical history, update your list of providers and medications, measure your height, weight, and blood pressure, and other vital signs, and provide you with personal health care advice and treatment options. Now, while this visit is free, the doctor just might order other tests or procedures for which you might have to pay a deductible or maybe even a copay. How about mammograms? An annual screening mammogram is also free. If you require a diagnostic mammogram, you'll pay a 20% copay and the Part B deductible will apply. Fellas, ladies, colonoscopies. Yes, I said it. A screening colonoscopy once every 24 months is free if you're at a high risk of colorectal cancer. Now, if you're not, Medicare covers this test once every 10 years. Diabetes screening. You're eligible for two free screenings every year if you've had a history of high blood pressure, abnormal cholesterol levels, if you're overweight, or if you've had a history of high blood sugars. Also, another free screening is prostate. An annual PSA test is free. A digital rectal exam will cost you 20% of the Medicare-approved amount plus the doctor's services related to the exam. The Part B deductible also applies. How about vaccines? We're coming through the flu season. Annual flu shots, vaccines to prevent things like pneumonia, and shots for hepatitis B are also covered free of charge. What about your heart? What about cardiovascular disease? As a Medicare recipient, you can also get a free yearly exam with your primary care provider to help you to lower your risk of cardiovascular disease. And what about depression screening? Every 12 months, you can get a free screening if it's conducted by your primary care center where follow-up and referrals are available. Copays may apply for the follow-up care. Just wanted to give you the 10 things that are free or almost free under Medicare, under the Medicare services that are provided. I'm Freddie Bell. This is Appointed Listening every weekend right here on your favorite radio station. And New Beginnings continues right now.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
You are listening to New Beginnings, and I'm so excited that you spend your time to be with us for an hour talking about topics important to you. With me now is Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis, and we're talking about resolutions. We're on to part five. Can you do a brief recap of what we've covered so far?
Well, we started out with possibility, and then we moved into the I am statements of imagination, intention, inspiration combined with action gives you movement forward. The third part was belief. Last week we talked about allowing things to just unfold. And this week we go into perseverance.
How so? What is perseverance from a resolution perspective?
Well, if it were always easy, Freddie, I mean, we would just be walking around with just manifesting things and creating things like crazy, right?
That's right.
And it's not always easy. It's not always easy because we do get caught up in those old belief systems, those old thought processes. We do get caught up in those times where we begin to doubt and just we don't know how. And that's where perseverance comes in. And perseverance is really what allows you to keep this possibility alive. And I really like to tell people that the best way to persevere, I believe, is to have a some sort of support structure, that you need a cheerleading section when you just don't know where to go, that you can call somebody up or have some source of inspiration that will keep you going. And I also tell people, you know, if you're working on a really big change in your life or a really, really big transformation, you want to be very deliberate and choosy about who you share your dream with, because not everybody's going to be on board with it. We probably all know people who really like to tell other people why that thing is impossible, why it's going to be impossible, why it's never going to happen in your life, why you don't deserve it or whatever. And so just really being very, very choosy about who you share your dream with. Just last night, actually, I had one of those nights, and they don't happen very often, but I had a night where I woke up at like 1 o'clock and I just laid in bed for hours thinking about all the reasons why this wasn't going to happen and the what ifs and I'm not good enough and who's going to listen to me and just all of the craziness that goes through our minds. I'm sure you've never had that experience before, right?
Not once in my life, Kelly.
Never. Of course not. Of course not. You know, and it was really, and I couldn't get myself out of the rut. I just, you know, so I laid there probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours until it was finally time to get up. And it really is true that when the light comes up, when the dawn begins to shine, things do look differently. And because I've been doing this long enough, I was able to reset my mind set for the day and know that everything's going to be okay and trust and get back on track. But the 4 or 5 hours that I was lying awake, going through all this stuff in my mind was very dark. It was very black. And knowing that there probably are going to be elements of that where it's not easy, where it is difficult, where it is challenging, where we don't know how to move forward, and realizing that you do already have the perseverance to get through it, that those moments are temporary. They are temporary, and that you can move through it quickly, effectively, and efficiently and get yourself back on track, because you are a creative being worthy and deserving of your dream.
That's Kelly Von Hodekoff of West Metro Hypnosis. That telephone number, Kelly?
952-222-3975.
And we'll be back with more right after this.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't, you can't, you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Welcome back to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and it's time now to take a look at how we're taking care of ourselves. Some of the most common advice you hear when taking care of a family member or friend is to practice self-care. But when you're busy and overwhelmed by the needs of that person you're caring for, self-care can seem like a luxury you don't have the time or the money for, or it can feel like one more thing to add to your ever-growing list of things to do. Instead of thinking about self-care as something separate and distinct, it might be helpful to think of self-care as a lens for decision-making. The choices and decisions that we make impact our health, our well-being, and our ability to take care of others. Every day, we make thousands of decisions, whether or not we're really conscious of them. Making decisions about self-care doesn't have to be another thing added to your to-do list. It can be a simple awareness of the daily choices that we make and being mindful of the impact of those choices. It can be embracing and celebrating what we already do. Perhaps we start the day with a healthy breakfast, or maybe it's that we make sure we get a good night's sleep or make an effort to move our body a little extra throughout the day. Self-care can be really defined by what's most important to us. We don't have to do it alone either. Sometimes knowing where to start can be the hardest step. In the Living Well with Chronic Conditions community class organized by the Wilder Foundation, self-management of health is the focus. Individuals in similar situations come together to focus on managing their health and well-being. This class builds on health and wellness practices that we might be doing already or have been trying to do. However, it seems that being in a group and sharing ideas and thoughts and struggles and triumphs with others can be uplifting and can hold you accountable to your goals through your ups and through your downs. Another way to get support for making decisions with self-care in mind is through powerful tools for caregivers. Now, this is a six-week class offered through Minnesota that helps people manage caregiving strategies that work for them, while building a supportive network with other caregivers. Folks in these classes develop tools to reduce stress, communicate needs to family members and the rest of the care team, and to work through difficult feelings and make tough caregiving decisions. Now, self-care seems to be something that's really not for you. There are some tools available. The classes that I've talked about already discuss a variety of tools, including the process of action planning. This strategic process helps people break down an overall goal into smaller, more manageable steps. So let's look at those steps. Number one is to identify the first step you need to take to achieve your goal. The second part is to answer a few questions like, what do I want to do? When can I expect to complete this action? Will it be one day or week? When you give a specific timeline, it can help you tremendously. And then the next question is, who can I share this with? Who will help to hold me accountable to my plan? What are some of the barriers that might come up that could prevent me from completing this action? And if these do come up, what can I do to overcome these? Sometimes using new tools takes practice, so be kind to yourself, knowing that you're really trying something new. So in closing, whatever you can do to practice self-care is important for you and the person you're caring for day to day. If you're not your best self, how can you be a real sound caregiver to the person you're caring for? I'm Freddie Bell. We're talking about caregiving, and this is New Beginnings. We've got more coming up right now.
Here's your host, Freddie Bell,
as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Joe McKenzie, how can we avoid the myopic career search?
We can avoid the myopic job search by looking at your career, looking back, look at your marketable skills and your pattern of achievement, and bring those forward to see what's marketable today. And that will help you avoid the unimaginative, narrow-minded, short-sighted approach to a job search. Bring those attributes, those accomplishments forward, and I'm confident that you're going to find new opportunities out there that you may have never thought of.
For more information, how can we reach Joe McKenzie of Ripple Connects?
You can contact me directly at 763-438-1621. 763-438-1621. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
Located just north of 50th and France, the Great Wall Restaurant has provided a delicious taste of authentic Chinese cuisine since 1981. Specializing in Sichuan and Peking dishes, they offer one of the most extensive menus in the Twin Cities. Favorites include hot and sour soup, pan-fried dumplings, and mushu pork with homemade Chinese pancakes. Stop by their Edina location or call for takeout at 952-927-4439. See the full menu at greatwallrestaurant.us.
Hello, friends. I've been talking to you about Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens, Minnesota's first green cemetery dedicated to celebrating life and protecting our environment. One of the many wonderful things they have is something called the Living Urn. Ashes are buried in an urn with seedlings, ultimately coming back to life as a glorious tree. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Why don't you log on to the website mngreengraves.com? Learn more about Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens. See if it might be something that's meaningful for you.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Welcome back to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and we now take you to the spirituality portion of our program, where we turn to Unity South Church in Bloomington, Minnesota. The address is 7950 First Avenue South, Bloomington, Minnesota. For additional details, you can call the church office at 952-884-6656. We invite you to join their many classes taking place at Unity South Church. There's a new one underway right now, Tuesdays through March 27th from 7 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. It's entitled The Power of I Am, which is based on the book by Joel Osteen. Senior Minister James Stacy says no matter what challenges or troubles you're facing today, you can choose to rise to a new level and invite God's goodness into your life by focusing on these two words, I Am. The way you speak about yourself can determine your destiny or success or failure. Each session is self-contained and complete, so you can attend any or all of the sessions. There's a study guide available for $12, and the suggested love offering for each session is only $10. We now take you to a service already in progress entitled, There's No Place Like Home.
One of the events held at the fair for the first time was the World Parliament of Religions, a calling forth from people all over the world of different spiritual traditions to come together at the World's Fair in Chicago. Perhaps the most famous individuality that came to the fair for that parliament was Swami Vivekananda, the first great teacher from the country of India to come to the United States and to introduce people here to the ideas and spiritual teachings in Hinduism, and he also spoke on the later development of Buddhism. When the parliament opened, 7,000 were in attendance. The Reverend John Henry Barrows opened the parliament with these words. See if anything sounds familiar. He declared, "Religion, like the white light of heaven, has been broken into many colored fragments by the prisms of humanity. One of the objects of this Parliament of Religions is to change the many colored radiance back into the white light of heavenly truth." In Reverend Barrow's view, religion was a rainbow that we needed to look beyond. When Swami Vivekananda began his theme by quoting from the Bhagavad Gita, "All men are struggling through paths which in the end lead to me." He went on to say, "If anyone here hopes that this unity will come by the triumph of any one religion and the destruction of the others, to him I say, brother, yours is an impossible hope." The Swami introduced the idea that each one must instead become the change in the world that each one is seeking. He concluded with a challenge. "Come up, O lions, and shake off the delusion that you are sheep. Be not afraid of anything. You will do a marvelous work, but the moment you fear, you are nobody. It is fear that is the great cause of misery in the world. It is fear that is the greatest of all superstitions, and it is fearlessness that brings heaven, even in a moment. Arise, awake, stop not till the goal is reached." The Swami would go on in other speeches that week that drew thousands upon thousands of people to introduce traditional paths of wisdom, of yoga, he spoke of the theme of wisdom, of devotion or love, of courageous action, of a path of inner harmony and serenity that is finding our true home. As the years went by after the publication of The Wizard of Oz in 1900, there was great interest in it. It, in just a few years, became a very successful stage production that toured around the United States. It took many forms until finally MGM produced the movie of 1939 that so many of us remember. As a matter of fact, scholars of film history believe that The Wizard of Oz has been seen by more people than any other film that was ever created. Between its many theatrical releases, some of you may remember in 1956, a great year that created me, was the year that they began an annual showing. Now it's even more than once a year on television. And so it spread this extraordinary story around the world to literally billions, with a B, of people have seen this Wizard of Oz. And in a way, the movie took certain liberties with Baum's story. They had to shorten it so that it wouldn't be a 10-hour film, which it might have been if I'd had the opportunity to make it. They had to shorten it down, cut down the experiences that Dorothy and her friends had in the actual book to a simpler sequence. But they managed to really capture the heart of it. Not only that, but they created music to support the theme, such as the incredible song Somewhere Over the Rainbow, that leads us to seeing a truth, a dream, a hope, something beyond our present grasp. But yet, if we will strive for it, aim for it, journey toward it, it will take us to that realization. There's no place like home. That in our very center, divinely created, is the perfect home for our soul. Dorothy Gale, a little girl from Kansas, begins on a journey through an unexpected event. A sudden change comes into her life, a whirlwind, a tornado, that lifts her out of the routine of her existence and seems to carry her off to a new world, a new realm, a new experience. Now, I have to step aside. I can't do this too often, but I have to step aside and point out a little bit of trivia, something for you to ponder. If you remember the movie, and when the house starts to spin and be taken up by the tornado, you may even see that scene of Dorothy with her little dog Toto in that bedroom. And the casement windows fly open, and one of the casement windows flies and what? Hits her in the head. She falls upon the bed. And then the filmmaker uses that wonderful spinning camera technique. And her image spins around as she falls unconscious into a dream. And then when she opens the door, she beholds the land of Oz. So the filmmaker has set the stage as if her entire experience is what? A dream. In other words, it's not real. It's something she has dreamed up while she was unconscious. But in Frank Baum's telling of the story, she is indeed taken up by the tornado and taken into a new realm. But he doesn't write anything that indicates that she had been struck, knocked unconscious, and has dreamed the whole experience. For Baum, she is entering another realm of reality.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. For Joe McKenzie, this is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. We'll see you next week and online. Goodbye, everybody.